Donald Trump and others have made numerous allegations of possible voter fraud in Philadelphia. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that spawned a strong response from both parties in the city.
Congressman Bob Brady, chair of the city Democratic Party, says there is a bipartisan effort to safeguard the process.
We'll have an above-board election process that we will follow to the letter of the law. We do get along, you know, and we do work together to make sure that every vote counts.
City Commissioner Al Schmidt is a Republican and oversees voting in Philadelphia. He says the machines themselves cannot be corrupted remotely. They're 14 years old and do not have internet access.
We have checks and balances where the minority party is represented at the commissioner level all the way down to minority party spots reserved on every election board. We conduct a thorough audit far beyond what's required by law to identify any irregularities.
Mary Catherine Roper of the American Civil Liberties Union is part of a group called 866 Our Vote Coalition. She says people need to speak up if they see fraud.
We put together hundreds of volunteers who are out in the field. We have lawyers standing by. There is an incredible amount of information on our website, that is 866ourvote.com.
And although the event was supposed to be nonpartisan, City Council President Darrell Clark sent a not-so-subtle message to Donald Trump.
Be clear, this is all about this guy with the funny hat stoking the fears of bias. And we're not going to have it.
I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.